This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Honestly, Dave just said, I'm so happy I'm not a woman in radio. They always make you run. And that is
seriously,
so
though,
true.
Like, every single woman I know in radio has ran for something.
Mm-hmm.
They're always... It's. I remember, like, a couple of years ago, I worked in a radio station and they were like, Dave, do you want to run? I said, no, fuck off.
Like,
no
this,
chance.
Yeah. Well, you do this for the station, kind of. And it's like, nah.
So they got the intern to do it.
Yeah.
It's like, it's, I just feel bad for people.
It's literally like Justin Bieber versus Sabrina Carpenter at Coachella this weekend. Sabrina spending a fortune on staging and design and giving it socks and dancing and having a whole... Like, I'm here to entertain you. Bieber on Saturday rocking out in a hoodie, dossing around on YouTube.
Mm.
And getting paid more.
Do you remember when the days like when he used to put in the effort, like with the white jean top and trousers,
and
with
like
the purple underneath, with the purple hoodie underneath? Like,
I said it yesterday when I looked at him. Do you know, like, sometimes, like, obviously Kanye is very much cancelled, but like even before that, I felt like he was kind of intimidating to look at on stage because he kind of had this very like standoffish presence. Didn't look like he was enjoying himself, like very hooded, like
yeah,
his hood, and kind of like very standoffish. Kind of, I feel like that's what Bieber was trying to do.
Yeah,
I was like,
I feel
what are
like
you doing?
Bieber's already like that, though. I feel like Bieber's a little bit just. I really like him, but I feel like he's damaged. I feel like I just want
him to
be happy.
But you think he just portrays that?
I don't know.
That's what I felt. I felt a lot of people online were saying it was nice to see him finally smile because he was so grumpy at the beginning. You know, like, I have to be this grumpy man,
yeah,
kind of. And I'm like, man, you're at Coachella, have fun. And then finally his eyes lit up and he was starting to smile and stuff.
That's good.
Which was nice to see because I'm like, like, it's not actually cool to be... Like, if you're not miserable, you don't have to try to be.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You can just be happy.
On a completely different topic, I just thought this was funny. I got an email. When did Chris Rea die? Probably just December was just
last
before Christmas?
Day, yeah,
December. Yeah, right before Christmas kicked in, which was shocking.
I just got a PR email. The Chris Rea Experience. The Greatest Hits, performed by Chris's friend.
What? Are you joking?
Sorry. The Greatest Hits, performed by Chris's friend and collaborator, Ireland's Paul Casey and his acclaimed band. It's in the Three Olympia.
That's hilarious.
It's a bit mad, though. I presume, is the money going to like his family?
You'd hope so. Imagine if one of us died and you were like, I'm going to put on an Emma Nolan show and just fucking take the money off someone who's dead.
Me, David, Jack.
Put on a radio show. No, it's not Jack. This is Emma.
Yeah,
I am Emma.
Oh, that's gas.
Okay, listen, have a lovely day. We'll be back here tomorrow.
And
bye.
R.I.P. Chris Rea.
Driving home for Christmas.
Oh, what a ch...
Let's go! David Fiona in the morning.
Hello, how are we?
Good morning. Welcome to a new week, everybody.
Let's do this thing, shall we?
Be fine. Be grand.
Be
over before
fine.
You know it. Don't worry about it.
We're wishing our lives away, guys.
I feel like I do that way too much.
I know, I do that too.
Do you know, I woke up this morning and I swear, it was obviously it was 5:30.
Yeah.
And I was like, not long until retirement. Not long.
God, I wish I got into the Guards. 30 years. Start to finish. My dad knew down to the hour when he was retiring.
Isn't that nuts?
When my dad was due to retire, like from genuinely years out. When are you due to retire, Dad? He'd say 2 years, 220 days.
There's people listening to us absolutely hating.
And he'd look at the clock and go, and 5.5
yeah,
hours.
Yeah.
And he counted down the days, 30 years to the second, and he said, good luck, good night, and God bless.
And I promise you, it's not for the entirety of my job. It's just for that moment when I wake up and I have to go to work.
Oh, no, I'm perfectly happy now that I'm here. But I'm just saying, the Guards, lads.
But it's just when I wake up
years.
And I'm like, jeez, if I could just retire now, I could go back to it. Can I call in and retire?
I'm 32-3 this year. So I started in this game 14 years ago. So if I was in the Guards, I'd be nearly halfway there.
Oh my God.
Wouldn't that be
unbelievable? That would be savage.
It's BTS and Swim on Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. And speaking of swimming or exercise generally, we are your official partner with Wellfest.
Woohoo.
Here at Spin. And if you want to get yourself to Wellfest in a few weeks' time, make sure you keep listening because we've got those passes for you to go really, really soon.
But for now, do you want a little bit of a roasting on a Monday morning?
No.
Of course.
This is the worst bits of the week. What a week it was. Emma returned from her holidays.
Woohoo.
It was a 4-day week.
Woo!
And Rory McIlroy just won the Masters Golf.
Woo-hoo.
But it can't all be good things. I welcome you to the worst bits of last week now. As we start, Emma, you think you might get away lightly here because
yes.
You were only here for 3 days last week. Well, you're wrong. Emma was away and she was missing her dog, Seamus. Obviously, she's been away for 3 weeks. And it's pretty safe to say now that because she was missing him, she was telling us about how she likes to play dog.
Mm.
And she was growling a lot on the show last week.
So he was going, rawr, 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 and he was pulling at me clothes, and I was, rawr, rawr, rawr. And then I'd say, sit, and we'd both sit like a dog. And then he'd go, rawr, 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 again. Yeah, just to, you know, really get back.
It was a really
tough
week for me.
Yeah, it was a tough week.
We also have to talk about how we didn't clarify that that happened behind closed doors as well.
It went on Instagram and people are like, oh my God.
It was
God.
The first video that went on Instagram that Emma didn't accept as her
a collaborator
because she was so embarrassed. And I said, you know what? Good enough for you.
It was in the privacy of my own home, not out in the park.
No, it wasn't. It was out in the park. No.
The way you explained that story sounded like you were running around the park after Emma on all fours.
How embarrassing.
On Friday, Emma was telling us about how she thinks she got her first ever cold sore. How's it getting on?
It's a spot. It had a head in it.
I knew it. Yeah, I called it. Yeah.
Wasn't a cold sore. But she got into too much information about what she does in her free time.
I love shifting. It's my favourite thing. I'd take shifting over anything else. Just
that's
shift
funny.
Me.
Yeah, that's funny.
Give me your tongue.
Ah, you went too far.
I know, but you know what I mean? Like, can't beat a good shift. And I'm not going to have one out for at least a week. Thank God.
So now that it's not a cold sore, did you get the shift?
Oh, yeah, we're laughing.
Nice.
Back to business.
And then for some reason, conversation moved away from Emma onto me. And whilst you were away, Emma, me, Dave and Padraig actually had to do a
We shifted.
We actually had to do a defamation training course. Not because we defamed anyone. It was kind of a refresher and everything. And I think I've got grounds to sue Dave here for defamation.
When Callum was single, he was such a player, so I don't remember a specific specific shift. There was so many.
Like...
Can you be defamed for lying about something in a good way? Do you know what I mean? Like me calling Callum a player.
You were trying to make him look cool.
I'm like, yeah, I'm just trying to make him look cool.
He's trying to give him a bit of street cred.
I think it'd be way worse and be like, well, Callum clearly's not a player, look at him. Do you know what I mean?
That's the truth. That's not defaming. You're just being honest there. And finally, we were playing our game One Foot in the Rave last week, where you have to guess a dance song from a very short snippet of a clip that we play. And we'd already ruled out Britney Spears and Will I Am, Scream and Shout. And then Anya rang in with this answer.
Oh, is it Will I Am, Scream and Shout?
Oh my God.
Anya.
It's not.
Anya, we said 10 minutes ago, it's definitely not that.
Oh, no.
I just think people are put on this earth to test me.
What test did you already this morning? Not even 7:15.
To be honest, it was just the playback of you doing the growling.
Oh, really? It's gotten on your nerves.
The first thing that Dave hears this morning is Emma going, rawr, rawr, rawr. I've been producer Callum, and they were the worst bits of last week.
We've
a 5-day week this week, so who knows what's going to happen.
It'll be an epic next Monday morning.
All downhill from here.
J-Lo is back with Dave Agueda. This is called Save Me Tonight. You're listening to Spin. Good morning. It's CMAS with Euro Country. You're listening to Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
It's Kamat.
She performed at Coachella across the weekend and drew a massive crowd.
I was so proud of her. Like, it was so cool to see. I know it's so stupid, but like, you know when like an Irish artist is doing well,
you get really pridey about it.
And like Americans are like also liking them. You're like, that's us. Go on. Yup me.
It was so funny. She put up a video. She was on her way to Coachella. And like, you know, a lot of the artists would pay for a big billboard through the desert to draw hype. Come to my set this weekend. Blah, blah,
really?
Blah. And she put up a video. She was in the car on the way. And she was like, how long till we get to my billboard? Blah, blah, blah. And they eventually arrived at her billboard and she was fuming.
Oh, no.
Because instead of it being like facing you on the way to Coachella, it was on the wrong side of the road.
Oh, no.
So people would see it as they were leaving.
Yeah,
really funny. A lot of people, of course, talking about the headliners on the weekend. Sabrina Carpenter Friday night, and then you had Justin Bieber Saturday night. So a lot of us here were watching the live stream in delay, trying to catch that yesterday afternoon.
I went out on a night out on Saturday night, and my friend who's obsessed with Justin Bieber woke up at 7 a.m.
to watch it live. Amazing. Like, it's the people who are huge believers, like my friend Emer, is absolutely obsessed with Justin Bieber, and he can do no wrong in her eyes. She was like, this is the most amazing thing in the world. He's back. He's amazing. I personally wasn't very impressed, but I was impressed in the sense that I am a YouTube gal. I love coming in from a night out and watching YouTube. I love YouTube nights in front of the telly, having a drink at home or whatever.
Yeah, when you say YouTube, like, you don't mean, like, you don't watch gamers, you don't watch streamers, you watch music videos.
Music videos, yeah. I really enjoy watching music videos. And Justin Bieber's Coachella set was very much that. He started off with a couple of things to note. Number one, I think the reason we didn't get like full length performances of his back catalogue is because he sold the rights to his music. So he doesn't own a lot of that music anymore. So
really?
I don't know if he can anymore, you know?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he sold a lot of the old stuff, the rights to it, and got a massive payout in the last couple of years for that. So the beginning of the set was very much Swag and Swag Part 2. Grand, no bother. But I was like watching it going, give me a banger now. Come on, give me something I know now. He got 10 million for, allegedly, 5 million per weekend of performance, which is, I think, the highest paid headliner ever. So people did have kind of high expectations. Look, everyone's got their own opinions. I think Callum is like, it's so cool he did that with YouTube. I'm like, it's a bit lazy.
No, I think it's really cool.
In my opinion.
I think it's going back. He kind of brought you on a little bit of a journey throughout his whole career. This is where I started. This is where it went to. This is where I am now.
Yes, exactly.
And especially with like singing the With You and stuff, he harmonised with himself, his younger self, which I thought was really cool.
I have a clip to play of that. That was class. But I suppose YouTube to him was a massive platform because it's how he got discovered. So
do you remember his username?
No.
Kid Raoul.
God, that was little believer.
I know.
You?
That was his YouTube name.
This is a performance. So YouTube's on in the background. And as Dave just said, he performs with his younger self.
Hey, no, I'm into you, girl. No one else to do is with every kiss and every hug.
Such a shame that lads' voices drop.
But I was just listening to that going, those two are so different. Those voices are so different. Him is younger and him is older. And it still does something to me. I just love his voice.
His voice is amazing. Yeah.
It's so different to any other artist in the world. Whenever I hear, it's like, I feel like it's the same aura as like Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson has his own voice. Do you know what I mean? His own kind of singing voice that when you hear it, you go, that's Michael Jackson.
Yes.
It's the same with Bieber. You hear it, you go, that's Bieber. It's just class.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Some of the male voices can be a bit like, no offense, but like Niall Horan could be anyone.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like Benson Boone or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're good artists. They're brilliant artists, but it's just sometimes they don't have. Bieber is different.
He's got that voice of velvet, but a lot of people in the crowd were obviously loving it in many ways, including Katy Perry. She was talking here, it's hard to hear her, but she's saying to camera, I'm really glad he has YouTube Premium because I don't want to be looking at all the ads as he dosses through his back catalogue. I don't want to see no ads. And as Bieber was going on, like, he literally had issues with Wi-Fi, which is like so funny.
Wi-Fi, man, come on. Wi-Fi.
That is really embarrassing, in fairness. But also, I do like the fact he's YouTube Premium. That is probably the best ad for YouTube Premium you could get.
Yeah, fact, yeah. And he seemed to be on like the online stream, like as if he was. Whether he played it to make it look like he was going off the cuff, if he did so, it was flawless. Because he made out that like the people who were commenting on the live stream were like telling him what to perform next.
Oh, yeah.
And then he just did. Now, towards the end of the set, Thames came out. Kid Roy came out. He was joined on stage by some guitarists.
But cool.
It was a very kind of minimalist set. Just to kind of get to what I'm trying to say, right? People were saying, if Sabrina Carpenter did that, it would ruin her. It would end her career.
This is something I did see where it was like women have to do so much in the industry to like put so much effort in.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to bring that necessarily, but I think it's worth noting. If Sabrina Carpenter went out Friday night in a hoodie and started playing all YouTube clips, it would be the end of her.
I kind of agree with you.
And yeah, a lot of people kind of saying maybe it was a little bit lazy. But look, for those who were there and for those who watched online, we did get a bit of a medley of the classic tracks through kind of YouTube. We didn't get full length versions, but it was a party.
Class. What did he sing the Selena bit?
I'll never say never.
A lot of people saying as well that he really did look at his younger self with such like care.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's really hard
good.
To say.
Good, he's accepted his past.
Yes, and I think that's so important because I think he tried to ditch that old Bieber for so
did.
Long. It's like, just accept it, man. Milky, Mal Grab now. This is Just The Way You Are. You're listening to Spin. It's Milky, Just The Way You Are on Spin. Emma, Dave and Fiona just coming up on 7:30. I feel like I need to go and do a few lunges to get myself ready to go. Because Wellfest is back in a couple of weeks' time, and even more pressure on us now, Dave. Spin are the official media partner, so we need to be fitties.
See, I think it's because they know I've been in the gym and locked in, bro.
I was thinking, yeah.
They saw me and they were like, you know, the people at Wellfest were like, right, well, David Hammond's getting fit. We should probably get the whole country fit.
I heard that they heard that I went to one boxing class this weekend.
There you go. They probably didn't. They were like, we need to partner up with Spin.
I mean, these are the like icons of wellness.
Now, not to be that person, right? Not to be the Raven Cliven and putting the specs on, but did you know that Wellfest is Europe's largest health, fitness and wellness festival? It's the largest in Europe. That's unbelievable. Yeah, and it's on Saturday 9th and Sunday the 10th of May at the Royal Hospital Command.
I was there a few years ago. I was DJing.
I feel weird calling it the Royal Hospital Command.
I know.
I always just call it Royal Hospital Command.
I just call it Kilmainham and people know what I'm on about.
Yeah, yeah,
you know? Sure. Anyway, I was there a few years ago. People have an absolute blast at this thing. I remember though going, I was DJing obviously and it was a long shift. I think I was doing 8 hours. And at one point I was like, oh, I'd love just like a dirty burger now or something. You won't find a dirty burger at Wellfest. It's very good food, stuff that's good for you.
Yeah.
And people
Shocking.
Are very nice and they queue really nicely and it's not like your typical festival where people are pushing and shoving, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're just having their matches,
doing
having 10 a good
minutes
time.
For some crushed up peas or something.
It's going to be filled with energy, movement and music, a vibrant lineup of fitness experts, wellness activities, expert talks and live entertainment, all set in a dynamic outdoor environment.
Do you know what I imagine? It's like if Wellfest was a person.
Yeah.
It's Marty Guilfoyle.
Yeah, I was going to say Vogue Williams, but similar vibe.
Yeah, similar vibe.
Vogue's actually been on
same muscles
in the past. Weekend tickets are totally sold out. We have a pair. If you want to go, all you have to do is WhatsApp us now. The word Wellfest. Our number is 087-711-1038. Message the word Wellfest. You could be going a weekend pass just for you and a friend. So get in touch now if you would like to go. How are we looking? A cool and dry start this morning, turning warmer but wet this afternoon. It's just never positive news. There's always a twist.
I like the way you asked how we looking and then told us how we're looking. How are we looking? Well, cool and dry start.
Oh, God.
What time is it? Well, it's 7:30.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Somber, homewrecker. Can't stop thinking about the fact he's 6'7".
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
Unbelievable. It's just not what you imagine in your head.
Never.
No.
Never, ever, ever. Come here. We got tickets to Olivia Dean to give away this week, which is absolutely mental. We will tell you more details on that
just after 8 o'clock.
Just after 8, yeah.
And pretty huge because she's completely sold out and the demand is
crazy. And I didn't get tickets and now I have to give them away on the radio, so that's pretty cool. It's just totally fine and everything's grand.
Speaking of sold out events, the weekend passes for Wellfest are gone, but we want to get you there. Spinner, the official media partner this year. Wellfest is incredibly Europe's largest health, fitness and wellness festival. It's on in May, the Saturday the 9th, Sunday the 10th of May at Royal Hospital Kilmainham.
I think this is pretty cool because like a couple of years ago you never would have got a full festival for wellness, so it's pretty cool. It's going to be filled with energy, movement and music with a vibrant lineup of fitness experiences. You got wellness activities and expert talks and live entertainment. It's all set in a dynamic outdoor environment.
It's funny because normally when I go to festivals, music festivals, I'm really impressed with my step count.
Oh yeah.
I'd be like, oh my God, I walk like 15,000 steps today. I'm so fit. But imagine going to a festival and coming home being like, I worked out so hard that I don't need to work out for the whole week.
That'd be pretty
Do you know
cool.
what I mean? It's amazing.
That'd be pretty cool.
Who wants to go is Clodagh, who's standing by this morning. What are you up to?
Oh, I'm just on my way to work.
Oh, very good. And did you do anything exciting over the weekend?
No, not much. I have a toothache, so that's kind of consuming my life.
No, the only decent thing about having a toothache is you can get some Nurofen Plus from the chemist. The only reason they ever give me Nurofen. Ever.
Yeah.
If I say,
I am.
I've a broken hand, they're like, get over it.
Really?
Yeah. I've a bloody brain, get over it.
Just Nurofen Plus.
I have a toothache.
So.
Dear God, have you tried Nurofen Plus?
Are you going to have to go to the dentist about it or are you just trucking on hoping for the best?
Oh, look, I'm hoping that it'll just go away today.
Okay, well, look, we're all hoping that for you.
We are, Chloe.
Thanks.
And with that in mind, let's talk about being well. Wellfest is on in a few weeks' time, Saturday the 9th and Sunday the 10th of May. You're dying to go to this.
Yeah, I'd love to go. I went to a few years ago and I'd love to go again. Okay. But I know all the tickets are sold out.
Clodagh, when obviously you're a fit person, what do you do? Do you gym it? Do you run? Do you box? What do you do?
Yeah, I like running and doing some Pilates lately. So
good for you.
Yeah. That's perfect then for Wellfest.
Pilates, all the rage at the moment. Look, here's how this is going to work, Clodagh. We're going to be shown words in studio, all to do with Wellfest and wellness. It could be speakers at the festival or healthy foods or workouts. And we're going to describe them to you not using those words. So you got to guess 3 words in 30 seconds to win those weekend passes. Would you like myself or Dave to do your describing this morning?
Maybe Emma.
Okay, let's give this a go.
Honestly, Clodagh, fantastic choice. Thank you for not picking shocking me.
This
Here
is,
we go.
This is my workout this
30
morning.
Seconds on the clock. Callum's going to show Emma some words and Emma's going to describe them to you. Clodagh, the best luck. Here we go. Emma, you ready?
Let's go.
Start the clock.
This is where you do the downward dog and things. That's the
type. Yoga.
Yeah, yes. Very good. This is something that you drink. You might have fruit in it and milk.
Like a protein smoothie.
Yes.
Yes, that'll do perfect. This is, they're twins. They're from Wicklow. They make really healthy food. They have a really nice granola I like. It's orange. They're not sad. They're the opposite. And then their name is not...
the happy pair.
Very Stop good. The clock.
Let's do the finest.
Brilliant, Emma. Well done. Well done on that. Clodagh, congratulations. You are off to Wellfest.
Thanks so much, guys.
Have You're a great welcome. Time and manifesting your tooth is all right today. See you later, hon.
Thanks so much. Thank you. Bye.
Good luck.
Bye. All I had to say was not the sad apple, but instead I was like, I like their granola.
You
it's
didn't
really
know
nice.
It was coming up. I think it's very, like, those words that we have to describe, we don't know are coming up. Callum hides them sheets from us. So when he shows them, we're seeing it in real time.
Fair. Yeah.
So it's very, very tough.
Yeah.
A happy pair, I probably would have said the two posh lads in Greystone. Yeah.
But they do have a fine granola. Spenny, though. More chances to win with Wellfest tomorrow morning on the show. Her name is Freya Sky. That is Silent Treatment on Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona at 8 o'clock on the button. Make sure you're with us just after news and sport because we need to tell you how you can get your hands on tickets to the sold out Olivia Dean gig at Marley Park. She plays two of them. This was obviously all upgraded from the Fairviews. The demand is insane. If you want to get to Olivia Dean, we are your only way to get in. We'll give you the details just after 8.
What do these things have in common? Lasagna, eggs, golf.
I was going to say the golf ball could resemble an egg. You don't really need an egg to cook lasagna, so I'm lost on the trio there. Do you mince a shot? Is that a no?
No. Lasagna, okay, no. Eggs and golf. The one thing they have in common is I should have got into them much sooner.
Okay.
Because they're all class. Three very good things.
Okay, go
I
on.
I really, really enjoyed. I only got into lasagna a couple of weeks ago. I got into eggs.
No, I can't tell you how serious he is. He's looking at me with like genuine, like my life has changed.
I got into eggs in 2016.
2016?
Yeah.
Eggs
after
were
my first breakup, I got into eggs, and
you
I remember
to the eggs
a couple
after
of months.
Breakup.
A couple of months after, she was just like, "How are you doing?" And I was like, "Yeah, grand. I like eggs now." And now,
more questions on eggs: scrambled, poached,
everything,
boils, everything.
Yeah. But now I'm really into golf. Okay. And last year, I remember watching Rory win the Masters, and I was just like, "Yeah, this was fine." I got up, like, I actually went to bed early, and the lads were like, "I can't believe you're going to bed." And I was like, "I don't care about this." But then in the last year, I got really, really into golf and going to the driving range and things like that. So I was watching the entirety of the Masters the entire weekend, and oh my God, I love it so much. If you ever thought of a TV show was gripping and there was drama, watch golf, because
really?
Oh my God, it'll just grip you from the start.
It doesn't give gripping vibes.
Which is so funny. I would have said that about eggs and lasagna as well, but now I'm saying it about golf. Like back in the day, I would be like, if you told me I had to watch a weekend of golf, I'd honestly die. I'd be like, this is so boring. I've slagged Dad for years about this.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, do you know what? This is a fantastic
sport.
Now,
I have the biggest question of all.
Oh, please.
I don't care. Rory won it again, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Back-to-back Masters, which is arguably the hardest Grand Slam to win. It's so impressive that he's done that.
He is officially the master.
He is the master.
Did you, at any point across the weekend, enjoy the golf while eating lasagna or an egg?
I did with eggs. I didn't eat lasagna this weekend. Raging. But maybe I'll watch some highlights today.
No, you need to
lasagna.
Get yourself some time. If you're into the lasagna, and I know it's very lazy to not make your own lasagna because it's so easy and it's so fun. It's like it's like building like Lego.
Yeah, there you
just
go.
Just do all your little layers and stuff.
But the
Super Value one is unreal.
Thank
Here's
you.
The oven.
I'm going to take that on board. But I thought the golf was absolutely amazing. Congratulations to Rory. It was just fantastic to watch. And I honestly, I was just so gripped from it because especially yesterday, he was going into it like he had a fantastic first 2 days, right? And then the last 2 days, he wasn't playing amazingly. And then when I think it was on like the fifth hole or something yesterday, and I was like, count him out. That's it. That's done. One of my housemates was like, is he going to win or should I go to bed? I was like, honestly, Rosie, go to bed.
Yeah.
It was like, he's not going to win. I was like, Lowry's playing lousy as well. Now, Lowry had a really, really bad couple of days.
Right.
A couple of shots and then just had a bad day yesterday. But Rory, he brought it back and he beat it. And he beat Young and Rose. And he is the winner of the Masters for 2 years in a row. Getting the head of Augusta to put the jacket on, because traditionally the previous winner of the Masters puts the jacket on you.
Oh, but
the
sure green he jacket. Won it last
sure
year.
Sure, he won it last year.
That's such a flex.
He can't put it on himself.
Can someone else put that on for me, please? Because I already have it. 1038. Dublin.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Hello, how are we?
Good morning, everybody.
I would just like to say, fair play to Google Maps. It's one of the few things in life that are free. And over the weekend, I really learned how screwed and useless I am without it. Yeah. I was trying to get to Waterford, and obviously with the protests and road closures, there was a lot of times you were swung off the M9 and had to kind of fend for yourself. So, like, I saw random parts of Carlow and Kilkenny, for example.
Nice.
But, like, I'd come off the motorway and I'd be like, right, okay, what do I do here? Because I don't know where I'm going and I don't know what to do. So I pulled in and I'd be like, how do I do this? I'd go into Google Maps and click avoid motorways.
Oh, yeah, clever.
Like, try and bring me an alternative route. Mm-hmm. And then you'd do that for, say, 20 minutes, half an hour. And you'd say, okay, now I'm going to try and get back onto the motorway. So you'd turn that setting off. But then it would bring me back to where I came.
No, for God's sake.
Like, oh, God. It just took so long. I was like, without Google Maps, I would still be somewhere in the country.
It was honestly, it was brilliant.
Running around in circles.
It was fantastic. I used it all weekend.
Google Maps and WeTransfer. Two things in life that are free. And fair play to both.
This April, we want to get you to the biggest gig in Ireland in 2026.
Olivia Day.
Ireland.
Olivia
baby. Dean is coming to Ireland. Obviously, it's a massive tour. Come to Dublin and we want to get you there in style. Demand for these gigs has been massive. She was upgraded from two nights at Fairview Park to Marley Park, and those gigs have sold out too. But we got the last pair of tickets and we want to give them to you instead of keeping them for ourselves, because I didn't get tickets, by the way, and I tried my absolute best, and so did my housemate and so did my other housemate. But don't worry, we'll send you instead of me.
You can tell he's really happy about that, about the fact that there's tickets in the building that we need to give to someone else and not Dave, who's only dying to go and see her. Look, if you are the winner, you'll bag the pair of tickets to the show on Saturday the 20th of July. But we're not going to stop there. We're going to
June.
Oh, sorry, June. My bad. We're going to sort you out as well with all the lovely treatment you deserve. Two nights in a 4-star Dublin hotel, a pre-gig meal at Sophie's, pamper you, Dave's right.
I'm just fuming.
We'll pamper you before the gig and we'll shuttle you to Marley Park, which is always great if you know yourself. Trying to get to Marley or any of those gigs can be kind of hassly from town sometimes. A luxury chauffeur, if you don't mind. And we'll throw in a bit of cash as well, 200 quid.
Oh, so, my God.
I know, it's a great prize. If you would like to win...
I love cash. I love getting chauffeured places.
You love pampering.
I love 4-star Dublin hotels. And I love Olivia Dean. I quit. I would like to enter.
Well, Dave, if you're entering or you listening are entering, the first thing you have to do is qualify. So you listen out for the Olivia Dean is it a song or is it Olivia herself? So Olivia herself is going to come up chatting. She'll do that between two songs. It could happen at any time across the day here on Fully Charged or with Michaela or Steve, etc. So when you hear it, just message us the word Olivia. 087-711-1038.
Now, not when you hear an Olivia tune. This is Spin 1038. We play a lot of the same songs. Shocking. So when you hear Olivia... her song, don't text, there's no point. But you will hear her voice pop up in between two songs and she'll say something like, hi, I'm Olivia Dean, or something like that.
No, she'll say something like, hi, I'm Olivia Dean.
Hi, I'm Olivia Dean.
She's very soft-spoken and
wanna
beautiful.
Want to come to see my show?
Yeah, something like that.
And get chauffeured? Something like that. Basically, if we call you back, you have to answer your phone a certain way. Mm. You have to answer your phone with, man, I need those tickets.
Because she has a song called Man I Need. Come, do you get me? The man I need those tickets. If you do that, we'll add you to the standby list on Friday the 24th of April, which ain't long now, Friday week. We will draw one of our qualifiers at random to call back to win that prize. Again, at that point, pick up with Man I Need Those Tickets and you win the lot, okay?
Class.
The best of luck. Speaking of Man I Need, here it is. Just a reminder, you got it. Not a reminder, to tell you for the first time, 18s or older on this. Full terms and conditions of the Spin Network competition on the Spin website. And wishing you the very best of luck.
Don't text now, this is not her voice, this is just her song. Is that clear?
Olivia Dean, this is Spin. Olivia Dean with Man I Need. You're listening to Spin, Emma, David and Fiona. And we just told you the big news. We have tickets to Olivia Dean and Marley Park. They're totally sold out. People are done. I know. It's hard for Dave. It's hard for all of us when we can't get tickets to something ourselves and then we give them away on the show. It's like, I'm so happy for you. Well done. It is. Have a great time.
It's my birthday next Wednesday. So if anyone wants to give me Olivia Dean tickets.
We have them to give away.
3-1.
When you hear Olivia pop up between two songs chatting, get in touch with the word Olivia. Just message the word Olivia to 087-711-1038. And an important reminder, if we call you back, you need to answer your phone with, man, I need those tickets. Tricky. All right, first one of the week. I have a feeling in my bones.
Okay. There could have been a lot of could have been boobs, could have been bum.
What would you normally have your... I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my toes. I have a
Christmas
feeling.
Is all around. And so the feeling grows.
Well, look, I just have a little feeling about this week. I just think it's going to go off. I just have a feeling.
That's good. I'm glad.
Well, look, on to give it a go this morning is Ailish. Ailish, did you get up to anything wild or exciting over the weekend?
It was grand, actually. Yeah, I didn't get up to much. We went out on Saturday.
Nice. Where did you go?
We went to 37 Dawson.
Fun. Nice. Yeah. Always a good night.
Did you see that influencer who went to 37 Dawson Street there the other day and woke up and was like, I don't want the party to end, let's go to Ibiza. So they went to Ibiza.
Are you taking the
makeup? So cool. Oh no. What's that makeup? Is it makeup by Kira or something like that?
Yeah, her.
So cool. Like, yeah. Basically, they 37 closed and she was like, I don't want the night to end. So they booked Ibiza, went home, slept for 5 hours, went to the airport.
That's amazing. I also have a 37 story. My friend Emer was in that gorgeous place, Dion, over the weekend.
Oh yeah.
And she
Dean.
Sorry. The Fada makes it feel, I know, like Dion. But anyway, so all her friends were heading to 37 and she was like, I've had my fill, I need to go home.
Yeah.
But she obviously did the Irish exit and sent a voice note where a friend was like, where are you going? She was like, just not feeling well, just having a little walk. And as in the voice note, as she was recording, the Lewis ding ding went off in the background. She was like, ding ding. He was like, you're doing an Irish
exit. You're going
exit.
Home, that's funny.
Look, let's try and win you that €1,000. Let's try and get you top of the leaderboard to win your way to Florence and the Machine.
Welcome Ailish. On in, Ailish, to the Tricky 10. Putting 55 seconds on the clock, asking you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and will not repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer. If you don't know the answer, make sure and give it a guess. If you top the leaderboard at the end of that week, you win those tickets to Florence and the Machine at Marley Park. And if you answer all 10 questions correctly, we'll give you €1,000 on the spot. Now, obviously, Ailish, it's a new week. You're our first player. So automatically, you'll go top of the leaderboard no matter what. But still, let's see if we can get you a high score. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Wishing you the very best of luck. Take a deep breath.
Thanks.
3, 2, 1, start the clock. October is what number month of the year?
10.
What is the next prime number after 3?
7.
The infamous Thierry Henry handball against Ireland took place in November of 2000 and what?
3.
What is the third digit of the spin phone number?
7.
How many hours are there in a third of one day? So 24 divided by 3.
8.
How many standalone Guardians of the Galaxy films have there been?
5.
How many Masters Golf Championships has Rory McIlroy won?
4.
Complete the name of this Justin Bieber song. What Less Lonely Girl?
1.
The word 14 contains how many vowels overall?
4.
All right. Ailish, how do you think you did?
Not great. Not happy with that performance.
Are you not? Okay. Well, we only got through 9 questions, so let's see how you got on through those 9 questions.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, 5 out of 9 is not bad at all, Ailish.
Nothing wrong with that, Ailish. Well done.
It's more than 50%. Yeah. Let's go through some of the answers you got wrong. What is the next prime number after 3? The answer is 5. You said 7, a prime number being something you can only divide by itself and 1, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah.
The infamous Thierry Henry handball against Ireland took place in November 2009, not 2003, and we're still thinking about it. How many standalone Guardians of the Galaxy films have there been? You said 5, the answer was 3. And how many Masters Golf Championships has Rory McIlroy won? He won his second last night, not his fourth. So congratulations to him, and congratulations to you, Ailish. 5 out of 9. Very good.
Very good. Thank you so much.
We'll see how others get on. You never know. You could still win the Florence the Machine tickets. Yeah. We'll see how the week goes.
Yeah. Yeah. Pray for some thick players, Ailish.
I will.
See you later. Mind yourself and thanks for playing.
Bye.
Good questions there. I enjoyed that. I thought that was easy enough today.
I don't. I think there's too many tinkers. For example, The word 14 contains how many vowels overall? It just takes too much time when you only have 55 seconds. In my opinion, that's just feedback for Callum, and we give it to him every day.
He's so good at listening to feedback. That's our Callum.
Yeah. Even October. I know that's fair enough. You kind of know it's 10, but it just takes too much time, Callum. If you want to play tomorrow, we'd love to have you. Tricky in a WhatsApp. Our number is 087 711 1038. Harry Styles now and Spin. Dave and Fiona kicking off a brand new week at the Cash Machine as well. There's 175 grand to go on Friday. We'll give you all you need to know in the next few minutes.
First though, on Friday, it's one of my favourite parts of the week, obviously because it's Friday, but also because I do a thing called Dave Ranks. It's where I get to rank from 5 to 1 some of my very favourite niche things. In the past, I've done things like my favourite Phineas and Ferb song, or my top 5 lines from Titanic.
Mm. Or like lines specifically from Fran and Love Hate.
Yes. But on Friday, I did the best Oompa Loompa songs in the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory movie, which is the Johnny Depp one.
Right.
Okay? And producer Callum didn't like it.
Now, I will give producer Callum his credit because, no offence, Dave, lots of people didn't like it. People were upset that we didn't get to hear some of the classic Oompa songs like Oompa Loompa Doopa-Dee-Doo from Willy Wonka and
Boring
Factory.
We got to hear Augustus Coop, the great big greedy nincompoop.
I got a text from my friend saying that your version ruined his whole day for the weekend. So
this has been a terrible day for me.
With that in mind, producer Callum would like to rectify the situation.
Yes, and we got messages in this morning being like, can't wait for Callum Ranks this morning.
Shut up.
So I welcome you to Callum Ranks Oompa Loompa songs from the 1971 film Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
1971.
That's insane.
55 years ago.
Why are people so obsessed with this movie? I don't think it's that good. The Johnny Depp one is better. I'll die on that hill.
Fun fact for you, when this film came out, it was actually slated, it was panned. It was only in later years that more and more people actually started liking it.
Why? That's so weird.
I don't know, it's one of those ones that kind of, it comes out and then you actually watch it.
People think like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is like woke for some reason because it's got better colour grading, because it looks a bit better. But like, do you know what I mean? It's just a better movie.
Ah, this is the better one.
Oh, guys, please don't fight again.
Yeah, no, we'll get into the good stuff, the stuff that you're here for, the Oompa Loompas. So we are ranking Oompa Loompa songs from the 1971 film Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Now, famously, there's only 4 Oompa Loompa songs.
Yeah, because four kids get disappeared, isn't it?
Absolutely. So in at number 5, and the reason why this is in there is because it's in every single Oompa Loompa song. It's all the filler at the start.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want the filler. I want to get to the stuff about the kids dying. Getting seriously injured. So, in at number 5, it's the stuff that you have to sit through before you get to the actual song.
Oompa Loompa Doompa-Dee-Doo, I've got a perfect puzzle for you. Oompa Loompa Doompa-Dee-Dee, if you are wise, you'll listen to me.
Now, you see, for me, that's
that line did live rent-free in my head as a kid.
That's creme de la creme of Oompa Loompas for
me. But it's in every song, and it just kind of, after a while, gets a bit boring. So that's why it's at the bottom of the list. It's the filler. So now we're on to the good stuff. The stuff about kids getting injured.
I don't know these songs.
You will when I play
really?
Them. So in at number 4, it's at number 4 because I don't think this one hits as much as the other ones do, even though they tried and overcompensated at the end with a little bit of operatic. It's Mike TV.
What do you get from a glut of TV?
A pain in the neck and an IQ of 3. Why don't you try simply reading a book? Or could you just not bear to look?
You'll get no commercials.
That was terrible.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
It's not a great one. It kind of doesn't really make any sense.
So that should have been number 5.
But there's a bit of originality in there, and it's kind of operatic at the end. But now we're in the good stuff. She's turning into a giant blueberry after eating gum that had flavours of starters, mains and desserts. It's Violet Beauregard.
Gum chewing's fine when it's once in a while. It stops you from smoking and brightens your smile. But it's repulsive, revolting and wrong. Chewing and chewing all day long.
The way that a cow does.
Like, this is before woke. They call it kids cows in this. And just wait until you get further on into number 1. But in at second place, who's it going to be? Is it going to be Veruca Salt? Is it going to be Augustus Gloop? I'm saying this is number 2 because they're pinning the parent, blaming the parents and not the kids. It's the bad egg herself, Veruca Salt.
Who do you blame when your kid is a brat, pampered and spoiled like a Siamese cat? Blaming the kids is a lie and a shame. You know exactly who's to blame.
The mother and the father.
I just don't get it at all. They're the same song for everything.
But it's different lyrics.
It's stupid. The other ones are so original, are different music, have different lyrics. Everything is different and so much more colourful.
And at number one, this is number one because you can't get away with this in this day and age. This is before woke. This is The Boy Who Fell Into the Chocolate River. It's Augustus Gloop.
What do you get when you guzzle down sweets?
Eating as much as an elephant eats.
What are you at getting terribly fat? What do you think will come of that?
I don't like the look of it.
You can't call a kid fat and say that he's like an elephant.
I do it all the time.
Guys.
And that is Callum Rank's song from the 1971 film Willy Wonka and the Chocolate
Factory. That is why the segment is not called Callum Rank's, it is called Dave Rank's.
I was about to say, will you ever give him the... Would you ever pass the mantle to him again?
No, I don't think so. There's only one good thing that came from Gene Wilder's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and it is, you lose! You get nothing! Good day, sir!
You get nothing! You lose! Good day, sir!
You stole fizzy lifting drink!
Our boss has texted, the reviews are in.
Okay.
Two words.
Yeah.
Too British.
I'm just happy I got to hear this, to be honest. That's made my whole day.
Messages in on the WhatsApp. Good ranking, Callum.
Oh, no.
That was from my book.
You need to back yourself, man. Here's Sonny Federa. You're on Spin.
Spin's fully charged. Recharged.
Spin is just after 8:30.
If you just missed it, producer Callum just ranked the songs from the Oompa Loompas from the 1979, was it? 71 movie, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, because on Friday I did a Dave Ranks of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory songs, and we're having an argument because I genuinely firmly believe that the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory Johnny Depp movie is way better.
If you missed Dave Ranks on Friday, go and catch up on the Fully Charged Recharged podcast, wherever you get your podcasts, alright? Because there's been, Callum came back with a bit of a rebuttal this morning. Anyway, reaction in. This is Casey.
Guys, I'm sorry, but anyone who sides with Callum and says that Willy Wonka is better than Charlie and the Chocolate Factory needs to assess themselves.
Dead
because
right.
Them songs are absolutely shocking. Maybe it's the millennial in me, because obviously I wasn't born in 1971, but Johnny Depp, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory for the win.
Yeah, I've said it once, I'll say it again. Good morning, Starshine. The Earth says hello.
I do love how Casey said maybe it's the millennial in me saying that. I was born in 1992. I'm not 55 years old.
I just feel like people have this completely. I don't know why, but they have this loyalty to that Gene Wilder film. I'm like, yeah, he did a tumble. Brilliant. Move on.
I love just seeing, you know, what really stirs a bit of passion in
Johnny Depp never gave out to any of the kids. Gene Wilder did.
Okay, any more?
Because they deserved it.
All he did was steal some fizzy lifting pop.
You stole fizzy lifting drink!
Honestly, for those who don't get it, my eyes are just going from one to the other.
Like a tennis match. We're on opposite side of the room. Going, no, you suck! No, you suck!
Listen, a cool and dry start this morning. It'll be nice and warm this afternoon, but also quite wet, unfortunately. Highs of 10 degrees. Let's see what the story is on the roads. What do you know, Alex?
Morning, guys. Well, the M3...
You know the way sometimes you're going through life and you just get a start or a moment? It happened to me a lot yesterday because I was in the car loads driving from Waterford to Dublin, and the journey was extended a lot because of the road closures, and I had a lot of time in my own head and it wasn't good because I keep harking back, my negative thoughts in my brain keep harking back to a really embarrassing moment for me while I was in Thailand, and I've tried to push it out of my head and say, just move on, it's fine, you live in 2026, people do this a bit, it's fine. See, when it's not just about you.
When the thoughts get too loud, you sing a little song. When the thoughts are too loud, turn up the music. When the thoughts are too loud, turn up the music.
When the thoughts are too loud.
When the thoughts are too loud. When the thoughts are too loud, turn up the music.
Okay, Grant, that's what I shall do in
future.
Don't
ever be in your own head. Never have a moment of silence, because then you start thinking, and where's that ever got anyone?
No, not very far, I don't believe. So anyway, we were in Thailand, obviously, and we were in this place called Khao Sok, and we were going off on this excursion for the day to the lakes, right? beautiful, absolutely stunning. So we organised the tour through the accommodation that we were staying in. So the minibus arrives and it's about an hour journey and there's kind of a mismatch of people, like older couples, a couple of friends, a couple of lads, blah, blah, blah. Mm. And we all head off together. So we're told, right, you pay about the equivalent of about 45 quid for the trip, but they tell you before you leave, just be really careful because you need to pay a certain amount of baht, probably the equivalent of 3 quid. Nothing major, to get into the national park. You have to pay that in cash when you get there. We can't take that pre-booked. You have to bring it with you. No bother. That's grand. We have the cash ready. No bother. So off we went. We all get off the bus and we're all being sorted out. Loads of tourists around trying to organise which boat they're getting on. And our tour guide says, if you want to all hand over the few quid now for the ticket, blah, blah. And I could see the panic. There was this French couple standing beside me, probably in their early 60s, I'd say. And they were chatting away in French and kind of panicked. And they turned and said in English, I'm really sorry, but we didn't bring any money. We thought we paid for the tour or whatever. So not a big deal. I knew they were staying in our place, in the same place as us. They were getting on the bus with us that morning. I was like, it's fine. I've got cash. Like, you can sort me out later.
You knew they were...
I knew
3 quid. Yeah, you can pay me back. I'm writing you a little receipt here. I'm going to give you 3 quid and I'm going to give you the receipt.
If you want to hand over your passport, I'll return your passport.
I need a deposit of your phone, please.
You pay me back later. I know, but I just was like, it's grand. But they were like really grateful and anyway, that was fine. So we went off and did the tour and that
was great.
It's
a good feeling, isn't it? Like when someone in the shop is, their card isn't working, you're like, I'll just sort
that. It's fine. Yeah, totally. And then there was a time where we all kind of got off the boat and we'd like an hour at this bar before we were eating. Some people were buying drinks and everything. So I just went over and said, do you want a few baht to keep you going? They talk about the equivalent of 20 quid off me. Really grateful. Grand.
That was nice, yeah, man.
Not a big deal. I'm sound. What can I say?
End of story, plays a song. Yes. I'm just a class person, I guess. Next. Hey, cash machine's coming up.
And I was just sitting there thinking yesterday, I'm so class. No. But so we had about, as I say, about an hour and a half of this particular stop to like sun yourself, go for a swim or have a drink or whatever. So Jack and I are kind of hanging around at this particular area by the lake, and I'm doing something. This is where it gets really cringe, okay? Now, girls, you know, girls, that sometimes we think that we're class, okay? And we think something like, oh, do you know, maybe I am unreal and maybe I could take a bold picture that maybe would like blow up Instagram, you know,
a little thirst trap perhaps.
You know, like you kind of sometimes just think, I don't know, like you lose sight of yourself.
Listen, you were vibing with yourself and you thought, I look all right.
And I kind of thought, you know, I've been squatting a bit lately and you know, I wouldn't quite say peachy, but like something. Normally it's just bone. And I was like, Jack, would you like get a picture of me? And he was like, what? Like, yeah. And you know, Jack makes no effort, like down, just starts. And I'm like, no, would you actually just try, like get the angle right, you know, like I'll put my hair down my back and I'll shove the bum out and you know, we'll just see if anything comes of it. So we're on shot about 24 and I'm like, nah I don't like that, I'll push out the bum just a little bit more and I'll really get the hair down the back, you know, I'll really just see if there's anything to this, you know, a bit of shading after it. This could break the internet. And in the middle of this we just hear cheers, and I'm like, I don't know who that is trying to talk, I don't know if they're talking to me or not, I'm just going to continue taking my ass pic here.
That's a line I never thought I'd hear on Irish radio.
And as I turned around, this French man had bought us two drinks to say thanks.
Oh my God.
And had been standing there for about 4 minutes trying to get our attention.
Oh no!
While my miserable little art with photos that would clearly never see the light of day because they're absolutely horrendous.
Oh my God.
Are being taken. I grab a beach towel and put it across myself for no reason. And I say, thanks a million. I couldn't look at the man again.
Oh,
he came
God.
To me later trying to give me the money. And I was like, no, it's fine. And then I just took it and I couldn't look at him. I was like, he witnessed the cringiest ass shoot with an ass that doesn't exist of all time. And I hate myself.
He witnessed your arse and then he gave you money.
Do you know what, actually? Good point, well made.
Here's something new. We're loving it, Spin.
We're fresh and first with new music.
This is Spin.
So fresh and so cool.
So congratulations.
Thank you, actually. Like,
look at it that way.
It was a great success. The photo never made it to the light of day, obviously, and never will. I give up. I'm not an influencer and I don't have a good ass. That's fine.
It spins fully charged, recharged. This This April, we want to get you to the biggest gig in Ireland in 2026.
Olivia Dean!
Olivia Dean, the woman I need.
Olivia Dean, a queen.
Yeah, she really is. She's coming to Dublin. She's going on tour and the demand for the tickets were absolutely insane. So much so that she changed from Fairview Park to Marley Park and those gigs sold out like that.
I tried to get tickets.
I was 3,000 in the queue and then for some reason Ticketmaster kicked me out and kicked my housemate out and my other housemate. So I have no tickets. But we want to send you because we found a pair and we were like, oh, instead of giving them to Dave, why don't we just give them away?
It can be so frustrating when that happens. You're like, oh, enjoy.
Yeah.
I actually haven't listened to an album like from start to finish in such a long time, but while I was travelling I threw on her The Art of Loving album and it's the easiest listen from start to finish. It does actually take you on a journey through like breaking up, finding yourself, liking yourself again, you know, getting self-confident again and then falling in love. It's really beautiful.
She is fantastic and we have an unbelievable prize. All right, we have tickets to see Olivia Dean and not only that, two nights in a four-star hotel, a pre-gig meal at Sophie's, pamper you before the gig as well, shuttle you to Marley Park with a luxury chauffeur and throw in €200 cash. You need to answer the phone saying a very certain phrase if we bring you back though.
Yes, and you're listening out for Olivia Dean to pop up between two songs across the day on Spin. Let's give this go as Dave's... You must answer your phone that very specific way.
Hello?
Ah, Dylan!
No!
Dylan, you need...
I completely forgot what I had to say, so I just went with hello.
Fair enough.
Sorry, try
Dylan.
Again.
Have a great day, bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, no joy.
Oh, not a great start.
Try again. Come on.
Two and done. Come on, two.
Man, I need those tickets.
Hell yeah. Well done, Eve. Congratulations. You are on that shortlist to go and see Olivia Dean. How do you feel?
Oh my God, no way. That's so exciting.
Very
really
cool.
Exciting.
Don't forget, on Friday, 24th of April, hopefully you'll get a call. Answer that with Man, I Need Those Tickets again and you will win that prize.
Amazing, thanks so much.
Good luck.
Bye. So before 10 o'clock, we'll give you another chance to get yourself in the draw.
Another chance on our show, mm-hmm. which is mad because you have chances across the entire day on Spin to win these tickets and to win that prize. Obviously, Michaela Hayes is on the way from 10 o'clock. Steve Kay in from 3 and Jamie and Faye later on from 7.
Anytime you hear Olivia pop up, do what you got to do. Olivia in a WhatsApp and answer the phone saying, man, I need those tickets. Spin.
Let's go. David Fiona in the morning.
Hello, what's the crack?
Hey, good morning. I got a prank call yesterday.
No, you didn't.
A prank call.
Not a scam call, not an AI bot
or anything like that. It was a prank call. I got a number, an unknown number, a private number, rang me and I picked it up.
Braves that you answered it.
Now, I just like answering my phone. Whenever someone rings me, I get excited because I'm like, ooh, someone wants to talk to me. Even if it's a scammer, I'm just still like, hello.
Yeah, true.
But I got a phone call off a private number and I was like, this is interesting because usually it's kind of like a Belgian number or something. Do you know what I mean? But this was actually just private number. And then they were like, hello, David Hammond. And I was like, oh, this is someone I know. So I was like, all right, this is a prank. So I was like, hello. And they were like, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this on radio, so I'll get a slap on the wrist after, so I'm sorry if there's kids in the car. They go, it's these. And I went, who? And they went, these nuts. And then went, and hung up. And I just laughed. And I was like,
that's
okay.
Funny, but
yeah, it was like
I
funny.
Don't know who that is.
It wasn't a great, as prank calls go, it wasn't fantastic.
Yeah.
Anyone know any info? I see.
Oh, you don't have an answer.
No, I've no idea who it was. I put it up on my Instagram story, but like, who was it?
Mean?
It's just a meme. It's like
these nuts.
Yeah.
It means nothing more than that.
It's yeah.
Okay, what time of the day was it?
I don't know. It was early enough. Like it was. I'd say it was. Oh no, it was actually yesterday at 5:25.
Who was on air and Spin that time?
Marty and then Sean Carey.
I doubt it would be one of them.
No, I don't think it was a radio
thing. It sounds very like Jamie and Faye.
It sounds a bit Jamie and Faye, but I don't think it was them.
No.
So I just thought...
It sounds like your housemate Linda, but she's cooler than
that. No, she wasn't
She's cooler than to do something.
There's only
like
one fella I know. It's my mate Michael who makes prank calls to his friends. But I'm like, it was 5 o'clock on a Sunday. He wasn't out. Why are you doing like...
Can we... Bring it to the show and start pranking people back in your phone book.
No.
Or just blind call them and ask
that
them.
Is the end of prank phone call talk on this show. Never again.
It's very 90s.
Yes, it is.
Come on, Dave and Fiona. On your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
I, over the past year, have gotten really into Vinted. I enjoy buying clothes I almost feel like I'm doing a big finger to the big shops.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? The big clothes
big shops in general.
Big shop.
Yeah.
Big clothes shops, because I'm getting really, really good clothes secondhand for a really good price.
And I have to say as well, you can get really good quality stuff on Vinted. Yeah. Do you know, like sometimes big shops that will remain nameless for this, sometimes the quality is crap on the buying, you know, they fall apart.
But the thing with Vinted is they're kind of maybe a couple of years old. So back in the day, they used to really give you good quality stuff.
Mm.
So I was on Vinted the other day. I'm really into my quarter zips at the moment. Mm. I'm in my golf era.
Of course.
Kind of era. So I thought, quarter zips, they're the way to go, you know? So I found a lovely quarter zip on Vinted and it was up for €12. I offered 10 because I hate when people offer 50%, but I'm going to bargain in some way. So I offered 10 and he said, yep, no bother.
And I would presume that that person put that jumper up at 12 knowing it would go for 10.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You put the extra couple of quid on.
Yeah. So I bought it for a tenner. What I bought was called a men's grey quarter zip.
Lovely.
Took four photos of the quarter zip and it is lovely, pristine. I was like, fantastic, I can't wait to wear it. It arrives on Friday. I open up the package.
What's it wrapped in? Anything exciting?
Kind of a bin bag.
Yeah, a bin liner, perfect.
So remember, I order a men's grey quarter zip. And what arrived was a navy quarter zip. And I send him a message and I go, hey man, you sent me the wrong thing. This is navy, I wanted grey. He said, sorry man, the lighting in the photo that I took is just really good. That is the exact same quarter zip.
Well, the lighting in the photo that you took is obviously really bad if it's not showing the photo or it's not showing the proper colour.
There is a lot of light in the photo originally. Now, if you... I know this is obviously a very visual medium, or not radio, but in, you kind of need to see this. So, you can head over to Official Spin 103.8. We've put a photo up of what I ordered versus what I got. And you can tell me if it's the same thing. But it's kind of similar to...
Oh my God, sorry. That is... How? What? He's saying they're the same jumper.
It's the same jumper. Now, in fairness, myself and Callum went through this, okay? In the photos that the person put up on Vinted, maybe there's a little bit of a rip in a tag.
Mm.
There's that same rip in the tag that arrived. When the zip was like a little bit crooked or something on something. It's the exact same on this one that was sent.
Isn't that incredible how iPhone lighting can like distort a photo so much? It just goes to say it's all about the lighting.
So you'll see the blue in the photo. But apparently it's the exact same thing. And I just don't really believe it, to be honest. It's kind of like the gold and white dress
all over again. Yeah.
Apparently, what you're seeing on Official Spin 103.8's Instagram is the grey quarter zip. I don't think it is. So here's my question this morning. Do I send it back? Do I be like, do you know what? This isn't what I ordered. I'm not going to wear the blue thing.
Are you not?
Not really. I don't like it.
Oh, I think it's lovely.
Do you like it?
I think it's better than the original. But anyway, that's just my opinion.
I see. I like the original. I just thought it was a little bit more... nice.
Can I just double check on the listing?
Yeah.
In the text of the original jumper, did it say grey? Or because you keep saying grey, but I want to know in the listing, did it say grey?
Men's grey quarter zip. That was what it was up for.
Well, that's incorrect.
And then the description just says size small, men's, Scott Ellis, perfect condition. It's because not perfect condition.
It is navy.
It's meant to be grey. But what arrived is definitely navy, right?
Mm. I'd agree with you wholeheartedly there.
So there we go.
So what do we do here? So are you saying, like, can you throw your toys out of the pram and be like, take that back? I don't think a lot of people on Vinted don't even take returns, do they?
I think you can, like. But I messaged and I was like, hey man, this is the wrong quarter zip. And he was like, hey man, it's the same quarter zip. I think maybe it's the lighting in my photos, but it is the grey one. What do I do? That's my question. 087 711 1038. What do I do this morning?
You kind of need to see it to believe it. So get yourself over to Spin's Instagram.
Do I send it back? Do I complain? Do I give a bad review? Mm. Or do I just
do
keep
you,
it?
Dare I say it, report him to Vinted?
I just think
that'd be bold. Yeah, get in touch, let us know and have a look on our story at Official Spin 103.8.
It's like when you take a really good photo of yourself and put it up online, you're like, you don't look like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a catfish.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Right now, though, I have a little bit of a gripe with someone who I bought clothes off on Vinted, because I bought a grey men's quarter zip and what came was a navy grey quarter zip. I said it to him, I said, hey, this is the wrong one. He said, no, man, it is. It's just really good lighting in that photo. I was like, well, it must be terrible lighting if it's grey in the photo. It's as grey as like any grey Adidas, you know, hoodie like that. Or even the hoodie that I'm wearing right now is grey as hell.
A light grey. It's a really light grey hoodie.
There's no way in hell I can make it look dark blue.
I have no idea what the what like, I understand that like a photo can kind of, you know, change your perception slightly, but that's a different colour.
I think so too. It's weird. But I'm curious what to do. Do I send it back, or do I complain, or do I just live with it, or, you know, can I sue this person? That was a joke.
You can have a look at it yourself on our Instagram. Obviously, you need to kind of see it to believe it. They're totally different colours.
They're totally different colours, but apparently they are, because we went through the photos religiously. Like, we went through it so meticulously to check and see if there was any, and there was a mark.
Even little flaws.
There was a mark on one of the tags, and there is the same mark on the one he sent me. So it is obviously the same quarter zip.
Weird.
It just doesn't make any sense.
It's at Official Spin 103 on Instagram. Have a look at the story. Helen was on.
On Vinted, if you're not happy, it gives you the options to say you're not happy. Yeah. If their description is saying grey and it's arrived and it's blue, then you have the right to send it back. He should accept it back if you're not happy, if his description is incorrect. Regardless of photos, people should check their photos, and if they think it doesn't represent the colour correctly, they should be putting that description in.
I like you, Helen.
Yeah,
I like
you're
you.
Dead right. I even find sometimes when you're taking a photo of clothing as well, it's awkward. Like, for example, there was like a tiny, like, I was trying to sell a jumper recently. It was old, but anyway, it probably just needed a little wash. It was clean, but I clearly had obviously like a little toothpaste stain on it. And in the photo I took, it showed up so bad. And I was like, it actually doesn't look that bad at all in person.
That's
it's a hard one, like, isn't it? Yeah. Kieran is standing by there as well. What do you think?
I think you should stick it back up on Vinted and try and make yourself a profit.
There you go.
Oh my God. That's a very English outlook to have, Kieran.
Yeah, of course.
I would have to say that's a very smart outlook, Kieran.
It is quite clever now, in fairness. Okay,
and you would have to list it as a navy jumper.
Yeah, I would.
Of course you have to list it as a navy one, yeah.
That's funny, because honestly, I took a photo of it to prove, obviously to put it up on the Spin social, and even in the photo, it looks navy. I don't know how anyone could have made it look grey. It makes no sense. But that's a great idea, Kieran, and I really, really appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem, mate.
Cheers, man. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, you too. Thank you.
Talk to you later. On Instagram, then, a lot of people coming in. Jody saying, Dave, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just bad lighting in the photo.
There is something wrong with it. It's the wrong colour, Jody. What I ordered was a grey, like very, very light grey, like my hair. And what came was navy.
Yeah. Sinead says, say nothing, keep it, but don't leave a review either.
Okay, so just click the yes, everything's okay, but just not leave a review.
Yeah, because sometimes it's the reviews that make me happy. Sometimes I look. Sometimes if you want like a pep in your step throughout the day, I just read my Vinted reviews.
Yeah, I get that.
Like, what a great communicator. She was so lovely to deal with. I'm like, that's me.
Yeah, I just do two thumbs up. But yeah, you're right. Maybe I just won't. You know,
don't give them the satisfaction of a nice review. Mary says, and I agree with her, the blue looks nicer than the grey anyway. I think you had a winner there with getting the other colour.
You wear,
my darling, a lot of grey.
I do.
And it's lovely on you, but it's nice to mix it up sometimes. And I think that the other colour is really smart. Someone else on Instagram saying, the centre definitely knew it wasn't grey when he posted. You should donate it to charity or just give it to me.
Okay, very good.
And just have a look at the poll results. A lot of people are agreeing, saying they think it's a different jumper. Or a different
really
colour.
Okay, that makes me feel so much better, because I thought I was going mental here.
A really high percentage, 79% of people saying that is a different colour completely.
Wow, okay, that's excellent to know.
You are validated.
When I sent back the photo of what arrived, I sent it back to him, but I put my jumper in the photo, so I put my hand in the photo so you can see my arm.
The grey.
I'm wearing a grey jumper.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that's what I thought I ordered, and this is what arrived. Mm-hmm. Very clear. Like, I think he did me dirty.
I think he did dirty. He might realise that typical lads who are starting off their golf career would prefer to stick with the grey. And he knew that the market was bigger for lads.
I'm going to send this chump a navy thing. He's going to be terrible on the golf course.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Oh, I'm still embarrassed that the biggest Taylor Swift fan in the world, of course, is Callum. And off air last week when we played that song, I said, oh, is Elizabeth Taylor, is that a song about her cat? And of course, Elizabeth Taylor is like a very famous actress from back in the day, not Taylor Swift's cat.
Yeah, but is it not the name of her cat?
No, Olivia Benson
Benjamin Button.
You weren't.
There's another one as well.
It wasn't a no. This whole time I was like, so cute she finally released a song titled about her cat.
That's funny. But also, like, you're not far off.
Yeah,
that's
true. That's
not my name. What? That's not my name. Mm-mm. That's not my name. Is your name Elizabeth Taylor? Well, we're going to guess it.
That's the idea of this game. With no hints or clues, we try to guess your name. You've been sending voice notes over on WhatsApp. The only person who's heard those that include your name is producer Callum, just to veto the situation to make sure you're not just coming in hungry for cinema passes and lying about your name. So you're going to hear those voice notes. We will not. And then we will try to guess your name. Headphones off for me and Dave.
Headphones off.
My name is Jennifer.
Player one, let's get it one.
Hello, player one.
Hiya, how are you?
Here we go. Player one, is your name Ellen?
That's not my name.
All right, player one. Do you know, as soon as I have all these name ideas and then we start calling people and then I instantly, as soon as they answer, I forget every name under the sun.
Yeah,
I'm off this. The right one.
Yeah, let's hope it is the right one. Though. I'm going to go with, is your name Rebecca?
That's not my name.
Oh my God, you've such a like kindness to your voice. I'm like, is your name Marie?
No, that's not my name.
Sugar.
Player one, reveal yourself. What's your name?
My name is Jennifer.
Jennifer.
And I bet you everyone calls you Jen because you're lovely.
Yeah, I knew it.
I'm so sorry, Jen. Have a lovely day.
Good luck, Jen.
No problem at all. Thank you.
Bye. Okay, let's try again. Come on. We can do this. Headphones off.
Headphones
My
off.
Name is Abby.
Player two, who are you?
How are you, player two?
I'm good, how are you?
Oh, yeah, not too bad. Okay, I've got the vibe. Here we go. Player two, is your name Shauna?
That's not my name.
Player two, is your name Sarah?
That's not my name.
All right, player two, last guess. Is your name... I don't want to do an A ending name anymore because I just don't think that's the vibe. Is your name, player two, Neve?
That's not my name.
What's your name? Go on, reveal yourself.
My name is Abby.
Your name is Abby. I love the name Abby.
And you're such an Abby.
Such an Abby.
You couldn't be a Neve. You are such an Abby. Sorry, Abby.
No problem.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This April, we want to get you to the biggest gig in Ireland in 2026.
Olivia Dean!
Okay, everyone wants to be at Olivia Dean at Murray Park. I get it, but none of us seem to have tickets. She went and sold out two massive
gigs. Yeah, actually, that's true. Does anyone have tickets?
I felt like that about Coldplay at Crow Park. I was like, yeah, but who are you? Who has the tickets? I don't know anyone who has the tickets. But look, it's a huge competition. Not only would you win your way to Olivia Dean for you and a friend, you'd also win two nights in a 4-star Dublin hotel. So a real nice break. A pre-gig meal at Sophie's. Very glam. Nice.
How lovely is that? Yeah, so yeah, and then €200 to spend plus a luxury show fur to Marley Park,
which I think is really the big selling point here. No walking down to Nut Grove and begging for a taxi. Look, Olivia did pop up in the last few minutes. If we do, it is your phone that's going to ring right now. Please answer your phone in that very particular way or else you won't get yourself onto that shortlist. So come on, don't say hello.
Man, I need those tickets.
Beautiful. Yeah,
very good, Katie. Well done. You are on that shortlist. Well done. Are you a big
fan
of Olivia Dean?
Oh, big fan. I was dying to get tickets, but I didn't get them.
Same as me. But listen, if you win, you know, you bring me and it'll be all good.
Bear in mind that the prize includes a two-night stay in a 4-star Dublin hotel. You'd have your meal with Dave together.
Yeah.
You'd be pampered with Dave and you'd be shuffled in style.
Thanks
with Dave.
So much.
€200, you can give Dave a fiver.
She has to go. She's like, yeah, Grant, cheers, bye-bye.
I'm
guys,
not
bye-bye.
Bringing Dave. Well done, you're on the standby list. See you later. She's gone.
She hung up.
She's so disgusted by the idea of spending time with Dave.
Get her off the list. She had no time to even think about going on a lovely date with me to Olivia Dean and we have a lovely meal together and stay in the hotel.
Oh, she just messages there. Sorry guys, baby woke up. Thanks for the call.
Oh,
add her back on the list.
Okay,
add her back on the list.
It's not your only opportunity to get yourself on the standby.
If we call you in future, you drop everything. Not babies, but just, you know, we're the main focus, okay?
Now, Michaela's on the way. More chances to get yourself on the standby list. Same with Steve K later and Jamie and Faith.
You can hang up on Michaela, but not us. On it, on it,
on it. Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.